For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really, really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice. You can talk to them about supplements and health issues. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, another reminder that Village Green has updated the favorite shows. So you can go online and you can take a look at the topics and pick what you want to listen to. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I wanted to introduce our guest today and get started. Sarah LeBron is a nutritionist with a master's degree and CNS certification. As Director of Medical Nutrition and Practitioner Engagement for Metagenics, she has launched many sophisticated nutritional products. Her background is diverse, including consulting and marketing and educating healthcare professionals. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Dana.
Well, our subject is a novel nutritional therapy for addressing resolution of inflammation. Expand on this if you can, and I know this is a new subject for many, so I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to your message.
I think it's, as you said, it's a really new area of science, and so it's really about 15 years ago, Dr. Charlie Serhan from Harvard Medical School and the Brigham had looked at what is happening with EPA and DHA, and when giving fish oils, why wasn't he getting the results that he was thinking he would with, you know, the full resolution of inflammation? And what he found was that there's a secondary pathway in the inflammatory cascade called the resolution phase. And this resolution phase really helps our body bring ourselves back to homeostasis, back to its natural state when we have an episode, either we have a tissue damage or we have an infection or something of that nature, where we have that initial, you know, insult, and then we have our body's response at initiation phase, which is really important. Our body is told, you know, to, you know, recruit neutrophils and start fighting that, you know, if it's an injury or if it is an infection. And then a lot of times our body is missing something and it doesn't bring this to full resolution. And so we see, you know, like in cardiovascular disease and so on, that we have this outside issues with continued inflammation, chronic inflammation, that kind of aging that we hear a lot about. And so what he discovered was there's a secondary phase that is specifically orchestrated via these unique compounds called specialized pro-resolving mediators, which are derived in our body endogenously through EPA and DHA. But a lot of times we don't have that ability to class switch those because we don't have the substrates or we're not efficient because of the disease states and so on. So that's really what that new phase that we're learning about, really driven by Dr. Serhan's work in learning about the resolution phase of inflammation.
You know, this is fascinating because this week I was going over the literature and this general issue was brought up, and I'm fascinated by it, and I look at how this hasn't been discovered before, because every system we have has a gas pedal and a brake pedal. Mm-hmm. When we make thyroid hormone, we have a way of getting rid of it. Whatever it is we're making, serotonin, glutamine, GABA, neurotransmitters, we also break them down. And what I see is that when that necessary inflammatory response occurs, if it keeps going, we have chronic inflammation. So the cell can resolve it. And that's this is what you're speaking about, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, so that's really what this new discovered phase, I mean, obviously our body has been doing it since the beginning of time, but what really we didn't know about it, we didn't understand what the mechanism that were driving it. And so that's what, recently in the last 10, 15 years has been discovered, is that you have to have these substrates to help class switch our macrophages, which, and then bring ourselves back to homeostasis. I like how you said, like, the gas pedal and the brake. And so you have to have something that brings you back to your normal state. And we hadn't known about that. And so that's really, you know, if we look at a lot of the chronic diseases we have, they're driven by this chronic inflammation, and we didn't know how to handle it. And a lot of times our, you know, method of action was to block it, you know, block. And we do sometimes need to tampen it down. And, you know, bring down that initiation phase, but we need to figure out how to do this class switching and help it come to the full resolution. And that's really what we see. The only thing that's doing that in the system is SPMs, the specialized pro-resolving mediators.
Well, I think this is so timely, and I'm fascinated by it. I was reading Robert Navio's information on the cell danger response. And what he's saying goes right along with this, is when the cell is in that chronic danger response and it's not giving up, it's not amenable. It needs help. It needs something to get back to norm. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's a fascinating area. And really, I think it will help, you know, have a change in how we think about nutrition and how we think about inflammation as a whole, and how, you know, with integrated and functional practitioners, how they can really help patients control what is happening in their inflammatory responses.
How was this discovered as a part of omega-3s? I'm fascinated by the discovery issue.
Yeah, so Charles Sirhan had worked at the Kolinsky Institute and was studying EPA and DHA, and as he was studying it, he had this theory that there was something specific to that that wasn't fully being utilized, and you could see additionally that there was, you know, further cascades. And so as he investigated animal models, he saw that in a healthy animal model and ones that were able to, you know, clear their inflammation and have full resolution, that they had these higher levels of these specialized pro-resolving mediators. And there's a bunch of them, and they're also referred to as resolvins, protectins, and maurisins in the research, uh-huh. And then there's specific ones of those. And so he started to look at how those responses and where individual, you know, animal models that maybe they were a model that had peripheral vascular disease, or they were an obese or an aging animal, they didn't have as much of these SPMs in their system. And so that's where he started to develop the correlation and then understand it further and then start doing research specifically adding the mediators back into the system directly and seeing the response where they were improving their healing time. They had an ability to reduce their inflammatory or resolve their inflammatory markers. And so that's kind of, you know, where the whole process had begun. And now we're moving now into human trials and getting more information. But really, he spent probably the last 20 years looking at this and discovering and moving to the next steps. And, you know, he has multiple awards and probably many more that will come associated with it. And I had dinner with him back in September, and we were talking about, you know, his life's work, and he was saying, you know, well, I hope this isn't the only work that I do in my life, but it's really exciting work, and it will revolutionize how we look at inflammation and how nutrition can have a role in that.
Well, this is fascinating. We have a lot to talk about in the next segments. And I would like to explore a little bit more about differences in individuals with regard to their SPM activity, because we're looking at genetics more and more with our patients. We're understanding how genetics influences just about every system and every action the body takes. So I'm interested in how people utilize their SPMs. So for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right after this break with some more interesting information from Sarah LeBron.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and a reminder that Village Green has updated the favorite best shows on their website, so check out your favorite subjects. I wanted to also tell you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have a really exciting new tool to use, and it's called Natural Medicine's Comprehensive Database, and it's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So that's a great tool. Now, our guest today is Sarah LeBron, who is a nutritionist with a master's degree and CNS certification as director of medical nutrition and practitioner engagement for Metagenics. She has launched many sophisticated nutritional products. Her background is diverse, including consulting and marketing and educating healthcare professionals. And we appreciate that you're on the show, Sarah.
Thanks so much, Dana.
Can you just give a quick overview? I know that that's almost an oxymoron, of what we talked about in the first segment, since this is such a new subject.
So I think what we talked about in the first segment is about this new discovery about the resolution phase of inflammation. And this discovery was made by Dr. Charles Sirhan, who is at Harvard Medical School in the Brigham. And he really, for the last kind of 20 years, has focused on how resolution happens with inflammation. For a long time, we didn't really understand that it was an active phase. And what he discovered is there is these specialized pro-resolving mediators, SPMs, as we'll refer to them as, that have an effect to orchestrate the change in being able to bring a homeostasis or bringing back the natural state when somebody has an infection or an injury or a cut. And so with that, those SPMs actually help to kind of class switch and bring in these macrophages and things to clear out all the debris and everything else and really make a difference in having the ability for the individual to be able to completely resolve that inflammatory episode. And so they're also referred sometimes in the literature as resolvins, Morisins, and protectins are classes of SPMs. And his first work was really on EPA and DHA, so omega-3s, but he realized that there was something additional that was happening. And then they saw with individuals who had specific dysfunctions, maybe they were obese or they were aged or they had peripheral vascular disease, that they didn't have these active components in their bloodstream. And so in the body endogenously, they weren't able to make the SPMs. And so then he started to look at animal model research and giving SPMs directly. And then what was the effect? And the effect was they were able to then stimulate the ability for the individual model to have the ability to come back to homeostasis.
Well, this is fascinating because we didn't know that the body produced these SPMs, and we didn't know that having a good level of these SPMs helps us to not be hanging out in that chronic inflammation stage. And I like the terms resolvins, Morisins, I think you said, and
Morisins, yep, and
Morisins,
protectins.
And the protectins. Yep. You said that they're like categories. Are there many different kinds of SPMs in?
So SPMs are kind of a larger class of specialized pro-resolving mediators that have specific down drive. So there's resolvin E1 and E2 and also derived from Morisins and so on. And so your body, if you're not taking them directly, the SPMs directly as a supplement, your body would derive them and they would class switch them. So if you have the substrates from fish oil, EPA and DHA, that then they switch to specifics. So one specific SPM is 17-DHA, which comes from the omega-3 of DHA. And then that has its own functionality. It helps bring in macrophages, but then it also is a mediator to resolvin D1 and D2, which have its own class of our abilities to have an effect. And so there's quite a bit of work on those specific resolvins that are happening more in a drug model. But in a natural products model, there's work on the 17-DHA and 18-HEPA, which is our HIP referred to, which is derived from EPA in the body, but then specifically isolated and given as a supplement in the animal models, and now starting in human models, you see effects in resolving inflammation.
So this really expands what we understand about the omega-3 fatty acids and the pathways that generate DHA and EPA. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, so we know that EPA and DHA are extremely important in our body, right? They have DHA for cognition and brain development, and EPA for its effects on triglycerides. We're also learning more about other omegas for triglycerides and, you know, cellular function. But a lot of times we're seeing that it's not just enough to have the substrates, because in many of the animal models, they may have the substrate on board, but they're not able to process it fully because they have a switching issue. They may have a genetic issue, which we talked about a little bit. You started to talk about in the last, or their disease state just doesn't allow that to happen. And so we know that there's this, you know, further down the path that there are these specialized pro-resolving mediators. They're not EPA and DHA, but they, in your body, they have the ability to class switch them to that. But consuming large, you know, in the large kind of studies on EPA and DHA, given higher amounts, they didn't have as much of an effect on inflammation, where now we're learning more that SPMs really have that specific effect on resolving inflammation. But they're the substrate in a healthy body. They're able to class switch, so you need to have that substrate on board, or you could start with plant-based derived, you know, omegas, and then switch again within the body.
So they can transform.
So EPA and DHA, when in a healthy individual that has the ability, they can go to be the substrate for it. But in many individuals we've seen, and in many of the animal models, such as an obese or an aged individual, they don't have that ability to class switch or transform into it. And so you have to provide then the specific substrate of the SPM specifically.
So,
kind of like if you think about it, like if you want to give arginine, you wouldn't give whole protein, you'd give arginine directly.
Yes, yes, it makes sense. So with aging mm-hmm. and a number of conditions, and I'm sure not mm-hmm. all the conditions have been discovered, you mentioned obesity, peripheral vascular disease. What mm-hmm. other conditions would be problematic and suggest that SPMs are needed?
So we also see, like, a lot of research has been done in periodontal disease. So Sirhan actually works at Harvard Dentistry as part of the medical school. So there's been a lot of work in the periodontal disease, and that, a lot of times that's the first sign of inflammation. You know, when you have periodontal issues, we know that there also is a strong link with cardiac inflammatory issues. So you see it in that model. IBD, there's been some research. Diabetic wound management, there's been research in animal models. And really also, last year I had the opportunity to go to the New York Academy of Science meeting, and they had a full, or I guess it, now it's been a year and a half ago, a full day on resolution of inflammation and SPMs and resolvins. And they also looked at things such as a pneumonia model, individuals, they call it the smoking mouse model, which is kind of funny to think about, right? But yeah, and so how it has an effect on lung tissue. And having those, you know, that's one of the areas where we see a lot of inflammation. Work is being done in dry eye. Obviously, you know, you would need an ophthalmic area for that. Arthritis, one of Dr. Sirhan's postdocs, who now is has his own lab in London, is doing a talk in a few months on arthritis and osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and how SPMs have an effect on that.
Well, it is fascinating. And I always say inflammation's a fire, and sometimes it spreads and keeps going. And so very few tissues are not involved or not affected. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that our gene variants direct whether we have a problem with obesity or dry eye or periodontal disease. And I'm a dental hygienist by training as well as a licensed nutritionist. And I got into nutrition, as I like to say, through the mouth, food. And the dental profession, particularly dental hygiene, is the most preventive of professions. And when I ventured into nutrition, I certainly got exposed to some prevention, and that was early on, not as aggressive as we are now. And I also was in a medical setting as a partner in different medical practices that incorporated complementary and integrative medicine. And what struck me is that dental hygiene and dentistry were the only professions trying to put themselves out of business because they were so serious about preventing decay, periodontal disease, using flossing and brushing. And that really lit up some light bulbs for me. And so I ventured into this area, but the dental hygiene and dentistry is always in my heart. And what's interesting about the periodontal tissues is they show up problems very early on. Mm-hmm. And we knew for decades that periodontal disease increased the risk for cardiovascular disease. That didn't become really universally accepted for many, many, many decades. So dentistry was, to me, in the forefront of some of these moves. And we know in pregnancy that if a patient has periodontal disease, there's a very good chance she'll deliver too early, may develop high blood pressure, et cetera. So I'm so glad to hear you mention periodontal disease as being important.
Well, it is. I mean, really, I think a lot of times, and there's, you know, most people see their dentist more than they see, you know, their medical doctor. And so that really, you know, has a strong correlation. And, you know, I think the more and more integrated dental practices learn about things like SPMs. And I was at a talk recently, and there were dentists there, and they were so fascinated with it. And, you know, there's a lot of research, you know, with specific genes and periodontal disease, and that you have a real opportunity to make a difference, you know, at that level, and really helping individuals understand, like, you're at risk for, you know, if you have periodontal disease, it probably means you have inflammation elsewhere too.
Yes, yes, it does. It absolutely mm-hmm. does. And I appreciate your appreciation of, of the dental field. And you made a good point that people see their dentist and dental hygienist certainly and usually more often than they would their physicians. So I think we're getting into this subject, and we're getting into the trenches with it, where these SPMs are really, really helpful to people. So for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We are going to be right back from this break, and we are going to talk more about SPMs and resolving, a good word, resolving inflammation. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. And you can ask those questions on the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So tune in next Sunday and get some more information on nutrition, diet, and lifestyle. Now, our guest today, Sarah LeBron, is a nutritionist with a master's degree and CNS certification as Director of Medical Nutrition and Practitioner Engagement for Metagenics. She has launched many sophisticated nutritional products. Her background is diverse and includes consulting and marketing and educating, as she is today. She educates healthcare professionals and lay people as well. Now, we've been talking about SPMs and their beneficial effects in disease models and in resolving inflammation. Would you give an overview again, because this is a new and complex concept?
Sure, I'd love to. So I think when we think of SPMs, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is specialized pro-resolving mediators. And those specialized pro-resolving mediators really are affecting the resolution phase of inflammation. And before, we didn't really know that inflammation was happening, that it had this resolution phase. We thought it just kind of petered off and didn't really do much. But with Dr. Charlie Serhan, who is at Harvard Medical School and the Brigham, he, for the last 20 years, was looking at EPA and DHA and what its effects were on overall inflammation, and he found, well, it wasn't working quite right. And so then he dove down further into the inflammatory cascade and saw that, yes, there is this initiation phase that we can work on and use tools to dampen it down, but there's this new science on the resolution phase of inflammation, which really involves the ability to bring the body back to homeostasis after injury or infection. And if we don't have that ability to do that, that's when we see chronic inflammation leading to chronic disease. And so Dr. Serhan found that there were these specific SPMs, specialized pro-resolving mediators, that are also referred to as resolvins, myrosins, and protectins, which are classes within there, and that certain types of individuals looking at animal models, such as the aged, individuals with peripheral vascular disease, obesity, and others, had not active amounts of SPMs in their system. And so they saw then later on, giving SPMs in animal models, that there was a specific effect and that they had the ability then to bring those specific inflammation episodes to resolution. If it was in periodontal disease and colitis, in other lung issues, dry eye and others, they looked at that ability. Wounds, diabetic wounds and things are what the animal models showed, the ability giving SPMs, specifically the 17 DHA and the 18 HIP, had the ability to bring those things back to homeostasis once given that. Also showed some reduction like in animals who had arthritis, they were, affiliated with arthritis, that they were the ability then to reduce their pain scales too. So that was another area of interest too. And so as most of the work has been done on animal models, and now we're starting human work, and we see those kind of similar effects in the human work. And we notice that there are specific humans that have missing, such as work that was done by Wang Claria in the peripheral artery disease. Actually, Dr. Claria spoke at IHS in New York this week, and he saw that with those patients who had peripheral vascular disease, that they have a lower level of SPMs than that of their healthy counterparts. So then we start to learn more about kind of where and what type of patients really benefit maybe from a supplemental ability to have a supplemental amount of SPMs and how that can really have an effect on those patients.
Well, and as you've said very clearly, the SPMs are endogenously, internally produced. It's something naturally we produce. But with aging and likely the onset of many of the diseases that we've talked about, almost all of which involve inflammation of some kind. We're learning that inflammation is the fire that spreads. And that these SPMs may be low in some individuals based on their condition, their age, and their genetics. The human studies, are they underway at this time?
There is a variety of different human trials underway, either with the Resolvin specifically, and then in the natural products area, there's a series of case observations, open label studies that are on their way to looking at individuals with pain, arthritis, and osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. So we're seeing, that there is kind of that overall ability, to continue to grow that body of evidence. And what is being seen in humans is really growing and is very exciting information.
It is. And I'm thinking of so many conditions that can respond. Are there products that are on the market and available?
Yes, there are some natural products that are on the market that have recently come out, and so those are out there and have been out for a couple of months. And really, when you think about the conditions, inflammation is kind of the underlying effect, and it's about bringing that resolution of the inflammation that's really key.
Yes, and I'm emphasizing resolution because we're not talking about anti-inflammatory. We have antioxidants, we have a number of drugs and natural products that are more anti-inflammatory. I love the term resolving, the resolution of, because it's part of the natural process, and that's what's so exciting and new.
Yeah, and I think if you think of kind of inflammation as at initiation, sometimes you need those things to dampen it down, right? You need the curcumins and you need those other products that bring down, because sometimes people are so so inflamed, so heated, that they need to have some of that brought down. But then they need kind of that secondary support to bring them to resolution. One of the interesting things, and you talked about how they're endogenously produced, and I think we're learning a lot by studying human breast milk, and that just recently in a publication that came out end of last year, it showed that SPMs are very active in breast milk. And so we know that, it's important for infants, that it's really to have those SPMs, and infants who are more exposed to breast milk have a more positive effect. And so that, I think, is really exciting and interesting, some of the work that's being done in that area, too.
I had an interesting conversation years ago with the expert from England who advises this country on infant formulas. And I asked him why they did not put omega-3 fatty acids in the infant formulas. And I had to ask him three times. And he said, we can't imitate breast milk. We did the best we could, and we knew how much fat it had. But so we used corn oil or soy oils because they were less expensive. And I said, less expensive than a child with long-term learning disabilities, developmental issues. It was horrifying to hear. And he said, I remember him emphasizing, we can't imitate breast milk. And here is another thing, that another molecular substance that we make in our body that we didn't know about that's in breast milk.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think the infant formula companies have come a long way. Now they are adding DHA into breast milk. But I think the more they learn, they're going to want to add these things. They're going to want to add other things like, you know, the human malocular saccharides and things of that nature, which that's for another day. But there's a lot of great work that we're learning, and that, you know, we can learn a lot from what is in breast milk and how it can have a positive effect in everyone. You know, our bodies purposely make those things to protect our you know, newborns. And so with what we learned from SPMs, that there are a lot of places where we're lacking, and a lot of it is because probably of how our epigenetics have evolved. But some of it, too, we're learning is that, you know, there is certain gene issues that are affected maybe by epigenetics. But that we have the ability to change those, and this is an exciting time in nutrition and in the field of integrative and, you know, functional medicine, where you can move forward and help patients really control their inflammation.
And are we looking at the lipids individually, particularly the breakdown, the particle size and the particle number of, for instance, LDL, large versus small, and large particle numbers versus small particle numbers? Is there anything that specific in the studies?
So the SPMs are not specifically looking at triglycerides and or cholesterol and the size of the lipids. They're more looking at, and some of the markers that, you know, the studies are looking at are phagocytosis rate, so the rate of macrophages to be effective and bring that resolution. They're also looking at things like high-sensitive CRP, which is a great source of, like, kind of that initiation phase. But if you can bring forth a full resolution, that has an effect on those things. PG2, which is another inflammatory marker, IL-6, and so on. So in some of the human studies that will come out, you know, in the future, those will kind of be some of the markers that they'll look at.
And that's a good way to monitor your success with a given individual. Well, for those of you who have tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We've been talking about the subject of a novel nutritional therapy for addressing the resolution of inflammation. This is brand new. This is brand new. And we will continue that conversation in our final segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more good information from Sarah LeBrun.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so remember next week, join us for some more interesting discussions on alternative medicine, complementary medicine, lifestyle, nutrition. We cover it. Now, our guest today, Sarah LeBrun, has been giving us such good new information. Our subject is novel nutritional therapy for addressing resolution of inflammation. And Sarah is a nutritionist with a master's degree and CNS certification. She's director of medical nutrition and practitioner engagement for Metagenics, and she's launched many sophisticated nutritional products. Her background is diverse. She is involved in consulting, marketing, and educating, as she is today. So let's get back to our subject and emphasize again this idea of resolving inflammation as compared to taking a medication or natural product that is an anti-inflammatory effect.
Yeah, so we, as I had said earlier, we had, you know, recently discovered through the work of Charlie Sirhan that there is we know there was an initiation phase, but now we know that there's this resolution phase. And a lot of times we see that the initiation phase, it could be in a variety of different, you know, manifest in a variety of different disease states, that sometimes those need natural products to dampen them down and tampen them down, such as curcumin and others. But then we also know now that if that initiation phase is not finalized and brought to resolution through the resolution phase, that it just continues to have chronic inflammation, and then that's really when inflammation is bad. The initiation phase, you need that to fight off whatever is happening in your body, but it's when it becomes chronic. And so when you have specialized pro-resolving mediators on board, which are produced intravenously or now can be provided in a supplemental form for individuals who have specific disease states that aren't able to have the effectiveness of class switching them and producing them, that you see that the resolution happens. And really what that resolution means is that it brings the body back to homeostasis. It brings it back to its natural state. The macrophages kind of come in and they act as Pac-Man and they clean up the area. And then you have this full ability for the, you know, insult to be resolved.
It seems like the resolution phase is a bit of a cleanup.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think of it like the SPMs as maybe an orchestra, you know, the conductor in the orchestra, and they're telling everybody what to do because you got, you know, your front line and maybe that's the horn section and they're really loud and they're needed, but sometimes you need that other area to come in and finalize it. And so, you know, SPMs really act almost as a coordinator or the quarterback of a football team and really help them, you know, bring it back to the end state.
Yes, I like your metaphors, and I think they help drive home what is a complex subject. If people want more information, you have it on the Metagenic site. Can you give the link for that?
Yeah, so we have information on www.metagenics.com on specifically on products, and then we recently launched a new education site, and that is the Metagenics Healthcare Institute for Clinical Nutrition, and its short name, because that's a really long name, right, is www.mhicn.com. And that site has a lot of information. We also have a Facebook and Twitter page that we post a lot of kind of only clinical information, really information about SPMs and probiotics and many of the other areas of research that we're doing that collate all that information. And so that really is a useful tool. If you like short snippets, Twitter and Facebook are great ways to learn. And if you want to get more in depth, the www.mhicn.com is really a place where you can do a lot of learning and get more information.
Well, I know historically I've been familiar with Metagenics for my entire career, which is over 40 years at this point. And what I like is that they're innovators and right in the forefront of product development. And it's exciting. I'm so pleased to have you share this. So we just have time for a brief snippet to sort of sum up what we talked about today, Sarah.
So I think if we just think about what we talked about, it's important that we think about resolution and inflammation, not just the initiation phase. It's important to control that initiation phase, but really those specialized pro-resolving mediators have the ability to orchestrate that end ability to resolve the inflammation. And we know chronic inflammation is really a driver behind many chronic diseases. And so that really we have a really opportunity to change kind of how we approach nutrition and integrated and functional medicine by looking at the ability to resolve inflammation through this groundbreaking research that Dr. Serhan has brought forth.
Well, good summary. And I love the word resolution. We're not attacking the inflammatory process. We are helping the cell resolve the inflammation that is no longer needed at that time. So thank you, Sarah, for being on the show. I know we'll have you back. You've got other exciting concepts to talk about and look forward to talking to you in the future. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Dana. This was a great opportunity.
Now, listeners, just a few minutes of discussion about some controversies and news you can use. I hope these are clinical pearls that will be helpful. One of the controversies that we've mentioned, and I like to mention again, is that the government, through the dietary guidelines, are changing their opinion on cholesterol. They say there is no data that supports that people should limit cholesterol in their diets. Now, this is news to many people. It isn't to those of us in this aspect of medical nutrition and nutritional medicine. We've understood that. The studies that claimed cholesterol was the culprit were actually not done well, and the conclusion was not consistent with the data that they discovered. Now, cholesterol is made by the body. It's regulated by homeostasis, and homeostasis is the way the body keeps everything healthy, keeps everything even. If we didn't have homeostasis, we'd have to know everything we needed. We'd have to know every single nutrient that was in every food we ate, and we'd have to regulate that all day long. Well, the body takes care of it. Just a reminder that that mechanism is not does not apply to medicines. So the body doesn't know how much of a medicine to leave in the bloodstream or how much to clear. So basically, when you're deficient in a nutrient, you absorb more, you retain more. When you are getting sufficient, when you have enough, the body absorbs less and retains less. It's a very simple yet brilliant mechanism. So why has cholesterol been blamed all this time? Well, it's been at the scene of the crime and blamed for the crime. What happens is when there's vessel injury, cholesterol responds to that and becomes part of the plaque. It doesn't cause it. Healthy vessels cannot have cholesterol forming plaque. Plaque is formed on unhealthy vessels that have injury. Inflammation is one of those injuries. And what causes vessel injury other than inflammation? Genetics and aging, infection, stress, hydrogenated oils and trans fatty acids, major, major, major. Biggest mistake we ever made in this culture was not only allowing hydrogenated oils, but promoting them, and every healthcare agency promoted them. Fried foods are another source of injury, high blood sugar and diabetes, high blood pressure, nutritional deficiencies, particularly the methylation factors like B12 and folate, B6, lack of antioxidants, and an elevated CRP, C-reactive protein, and or an elevated homocysteine. And we've talked about homocysteine increases when there are deficiencies in methylation. And they are a signal that there's cardiovascular risk. So what is cholesterol? It's a necessary healing agent. It's an antioxidant made by the liver. And as I said, regulated by homeostasis, it's a critical component of the cell membrane. It forms the bricks in the cell membrane. 65% of the dry weight of the brain is cholesterol. It is critical for nerve sheaths and the lining of the GI tract. It is the precursor to all of our natural steroid and reproductive hormones, and it's needed for serotonin. Cholesterol is important for serotonin metabolism, which is why people who have pushed their cholesterols too low, and usually that's done by a medication like a statin, are more at risk for dying from suicides and accidents. And the accidents are considered hidden suicides. So just a reminder that cholesterol does not have to be lowered in your diet. And the egg is good. It's high quality. It contains vitamins, carotenoids, choline for your brain. It does not raise serum cholesterol and does not cause heart disease. Now, thank you for joining us, and I want to thank you for listening here on The Essentials of Healthy Living. I hope you learned a lot, and we'll come back and learn more. You can access this show or any previous show through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.